今天下午我要跟大家讲一个感人的故事。
This afternoon, I'd like to share with you a touching story.
这个世界上有许许多多感人的故事。
There are many touching stories in this world.
有一些被拍成电影。
There are some, stories that have been produced as movies.
有一些被写成小说。
There are others that are written as novels.
但是还有许许多多是在凡夫走卒当中。
But there are many stories that are being circulated among the people.
虽然是平凡的人，但是他们的故事一样的感人的。
These stories may relate to the common people, but they are equally touching.
只有当事人才知道。
Only the people who experience them will understand.
那圣经里面也有许多这种感人的故事。
In the Bible, there are many such touching stories.
其中有一个就是大卫王对米非波设的故事。
One of them is about how King David, treated Mephibosheth.
那是一个怎么样的故事呢？
And what story is that?
我们请看撒母耳记下第九章。
Second Samuel chapter 1.
第九章
Chapter 9
撒母耳记下第九章
Second Samuel Chapter 9
我们读第六节到第八节
We shall read from verses 6 to 8 Second Samuel Chapter 9 verses 6 to 8 Now when Mephibosheth the son of Jonathan the son of Saul had come to David he fell on his face and prostrated himself Then David said Mephibosheth and he answered Here is your servant So David said to himDo not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually. Then he bowed himself and said, What is your servant, that you should look upon such a dead dog as I?
扫罗王他知道大卫有一天会做王。
King Saul knew that David would be the next king one day.
因此为了保护他的王位他要追杀大卫
In order to protect his throne he wanted to pursue and kill David
可是神的旨意是不能够阻挡的
But the will of God cannot be hindered
最后扫罗死了大卫真的做以色列的君王
Ultimately King Saul died and David became the king of Israel
他做王的时候他就下令问一件事情追查一件事情
When he became king, he pursued to find out one matter.
扫罗的家还有没有剩下的人?
Is there any remnant of the house of Saul?
照他所知道的，大部分都已经死了。
From what he knew, most of them had died.
但是是不是还有剩下的人呢?
But was there anyone left in the house of Saul?
那些人不知道为什么大卫要寻找扫罗家的人。
And the people did not understand what was the reason for David looking for the...Remnant of the house of Saul.
按照古时代来说
And according to the past
做新王的他通常都会把旧王的一切都铲除掉
According to past practices The new king would try to annihilate the descendants of the previous king
也许是为了报复也许是为了斩草除根
It is perhaps to take revenge Or perhaps to wipe out any threats that may come about
所以当他们告诉大卫说还有一个就是约拿丹的儿子就是扫罗王的孙子叫做米非波设
And when they said to him there was one Mephibosheth who was the son of Jonathan and the grandson of King Saul
米非波设接到这个命令以后他就去见大卫
And David sent for Mephibosheth who came to see David
他心里一定是很害怕
In his heart he was full of fear
大卫要怎么对付他呢
How was David to treat him?
按照一般的惯例，他是会不被杀死，也会被终身囚禁的。
According to past practices, if he had not been put to death, he would perhaps be given a life imprisonment.
大卫看得出他的恐惧。
David could see his fear.
所以大卫王对他说
，And King David said to him,
第七节
，Verse 7,
你不要惧怕。
Do not fear.
我因你父亲约拿单的缘故，我现在要施恩给你。
For I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake.
我会把你祖父扫罗一切的田地通通都归还给你。
And will restore to you all the land of Saul your grandfather.
这实在是一个很意外的惊喜。
And this was indeed a a surprise which was really unexpected.
不但不被定罪，不被刑罚，反而还可以蒙这么大的恩典。
Not only was he not punished or was he executed, but he was given such a great grace.
而让米非波设心里受感动的是什么呢？
And what was most touching in the hearts of Mephibosheth?
不是因为他不用受刑罚，也不是因为他可以得回他的财产。
It was not because he was free from any sentence or he could gain back his property.
而是大卫王对他说的。
But what David said to him.
同时你可以常常跟我一起同席吃饭。
You shall eat bread at my table continually.
这意思是说我把你当作我的家人，我把你当作我的儿子一样。
This has the significance of David treating him as his own son, as his own family members.
就是在十一节里面记载的。
Verse 11 says,
王又说，米非波设必与我同席吃饭，如王的儿子一样。
And as for Mephibosheth, he shall eat at my table like one of the king's sons.
所以米非波设很受感动。
Mephibosheth was indeed moved.
他叩拜大卫，他这样说。
And he prostrated himself before David and said,
第八节
，verse 8,
仆人算什么？不过如死狗一般，竟蒙王这样的眷顾。
What is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I?
这个故事的确是感动人的。
This is indeed a touching story.
至低限度感动了米非波设。
At the very least, it moved Mephibosheth.
同时也感动了扫罗那一些剩下的那一些大臣，那些兵士们。
And it moved the subjects of Saul.
因为他们自从王死了以后，他们就归附在大卫的手下。
After their king died, they came under the control of the new king David.
但是我们的新王是一个怎样的王呢？
And what would the new king be?
他知道我们这样跟他卖命吗？
So is he worthy of us showing loyalty to him?
但是当他们看见大卫王这样对他们的小主人米非波设，
But when they saw how David treated their young master Mephibosheth,
他们实在是很受感动。
They were indeed touched.
没有这个世上的王是这么样的宽大，这样的怜悯的。
There would not be another king who has such great magnanimity.
有谁会对他的敌人这么样的恩待呢？
Who would treat his enemy with kindness?
所以他们看出大卫王是一个好的君王。
And they could see that David was a good king.
他们对他更忠心，他们对他更佩服。
And all the more, they were full of admiration for him, and they would show their loyalty towards him.
我们今天听到这个故事。
Today, when we listen to this story,
我们把自己放在里面。
When we place ourselves in this story,
我们也同样感觉到大卫实在是一个值得我们佩服的君王。
We would indeed agree that we would all admire David.
他所做的这个故事的确是感动人的。
And this story was indeed very touching.
但是我要说的并不是这一个故事而已。
But what I want to say is not just this story alone.
我所要说的是这个故事里面所象征的另外一个更伟大、更感动人的救恩的故事。
What I would like to use this story is to show that in this story, it leads to a greater story which is even more touching, and that regards our salvation.
那就是神拯救世上人的故事。
That is the story of how God saved all the people of the world.
正好像大卫王一样。
Just like King David.
他下令寻找还有没有剩下的人。
He gave a decree to find out whether there is any remnant of the house of Saul.
他只不过是下令去寻找。
He merely gave an order for them to find out.
要恩待扫罗家的人。
He wanted to show kindness to the house of Saul.
我们的神他不是下令去寻找。
But our God did not give an order to look for us.
他反倒是自己道成肉身来到这个世界上来寻找我们。
But he himself incarnated in the flesh to come and look for us.
我们人本来是神的儿子。
We were originally the sons of God.
但是人犯罪以后，按照神公义的审判，就被赶出神的乐园。
But after man had fallen into sin, according to the righteous judgment of God, he was driven out of the Garden of Eden.
肉体会死亡
，and his physical body will perish.
然后就是到地狱熔火那边，永远刑罚受痛苦。
And he will suffer the eternal fire, the eternal punishment in hell.
因为当天使犯罪的时候
，for when the angels committed sin,
神也是一样审判他们。
God similarly executed his judgment upon them.
神把他们赶出离开神的国。
They were driven out of God's kingdom.
然后设立这个地狱的熔火。
And the eternal fire of hell was established.
耶稣说，地狱的熔火不是为人类来设立的。
The eternal fire of hell was not established for men.
还没有人类的时候就已经有存在了。
And it existed even before the existence of man.
那是为了审判魔鬼而设立的。
And it was established for punishment of the devil.
但是很可惜，人也一样的糊涂，好像天使一样犯罪。
But unfortunately, man was equally, equally muddle-headed, and they had fallen into sin.
因此，神也按照公义审判。
And according to the righteous judgment of God, man was judged.
死后灵魂要受审判，就是到第一的永火那边。
After death, there will be a judgment, and he will be sent to hellfire.
所以不管你愿意不愿意，也不管你相信不相信，你总是会死的。
Whether you believe or not, whether you're willing or not, you will still die.
而圣经告诉我们，这个死就是从罪来的。
And the Bible says that this, death comes about as a result of sin.
而我们的良心也跟我们做见证，死后还有一个审判。
And our conscience bears witness that after death there will be judgment.
但是神不愿意我们这样的结局。
But God does not want us to face this consequence.
神愿意人人都可以得救。
God wants every man to be saved.
因此他设立一个救恩。
And therefore he planned the way of salvation.
他来寻找我们这些罪人。
He came to look for us sinners.
目的就是赐恩典给我们，拯救我们的。
And it is for the purpose of giving us grace and giving us forgiveness.
请看路加福音的十九章
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章
Luke chapter 19.
第九节跟第十节
Verses 9 and 10. Luke chapter 19, verses 9 and 10. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
撒该要看主耶稣。
Zacchaeus wanted to take a look at Jesus.
他知道自己的罪过。
He knew his past sins.
他用不正当的手段敲诈了许多的财富。
He has used unscrupulous means to gain for himself wealth.
但是财富不能够带给他良心上的平安和快乐。
But his wealth did not ease his conscience or bring him joy.
反倒他所得到这一些财富就是一个清清楚楚的见证。
But the wealth that he has gained is a testimony to his crimes.
见证他所犯的罪。
A testimony to theHis evil deeds.
你怎么得到这一切的？
How could you have gained all this?
他自己清清楚楚。
He knew it very clearly himself.
因此他害怕那个审判。
And he was afraid of the judgment.
他听到主耶稣的救恩。
And when he heard the saving grace of the Lord,
他想要得到这个救恩。
He wanted to receive this grace.
但是主耶稣会接受他吗？
But would Jesus receive him?
他心里害怕。
He was fearful in his heart.
他也怀疑。
And he was also doubtful.
但是这些害怕跟怀疑禁止不了他良心的指控，因此他偷偷爬上树上去见耶稣。
But the fear and the doubt did not prevent him from climbing up the tree to look for Jesus.
主耶稣知道。
And the Lord Jesus knew.
你看到主耶稣，他特别走到这个树下，停在那一边。
Jesus Christ specially came to this tree and stopped there.
第五节记载。
Verse 5 records,
耶稣到了那里,
and when Jesus came to the place,
抬头一看,
he looked up,
对他说,
and saw him and said to him,
撒该, 快下来,
Zacchaeus, make haste and come down.
今天我必住在你的心里,
for today I must stay at your house.
撒该心里多么的快乐,
we can imagine how joyful, Zacchaeus was.
他没有想到主耶稣竟然明白他, 竟然接纳他。
He did not believe that Jesus Christ could accept him and to receive him.
他以为主耶稣一定要指责他的罪，因为大家都公开指责他的罪了。
For he thought that Jesus Christ would be like the multitude who will condemn him for his mistakes.
但是主耶稣却赦免他的罪。
But Jesus Christ forgave his sins.
耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这个家。”
And Jesus said that today salvation has come to this house.
人子来就是要寻找拯救这些世上的人。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
这的确是感动我们的。
And this is indeed touching.
尤其我们知道这个人子原来就是天上的真神。
Especially when we know that the Son of Man is actually the God of heaven himself.
他为什么不在天上享受他的荣华、他的权柄、他的尊贵呢？
Why didn't he remain in heaven to enjoy his authority, to enjoy great power?
他却甘心成为人来到这个世界。
Why did he come?To the earth as a man.
不是要定我们的罪。
He did not come to condemn us of our sins.
人的罪已经定了。
For our sins have already condemned us.
但是他却要拯救我们从罪里面出来。
But he came to deliver us out from sin.
所以他在树下停下，对撒该说。
And therefore he stopped by the tree and said to Zacchaeus,
不要害怕，也不用忧虑。
Do not be fearful, neither be doubtful.
你下来
，Come down，
到我面前
，Come before me.
只要你认罪悔改
，as long as you are willing to confess your sin，
你可以得到神的恩典的。
You will still receive the grace of God。
主的恩典就是这样的奇妙，也是这么样的大。
This is how great and amazing the grace of the Lord is.
你知道吗? 有一次主耶稣到撒玛利亚去。
Do you know that on one occasion Jesus went to the village of the Samaritans?
来到一个很出名的水井, 叫做雅各井。
When he came to this famous well by the known as the Jacob's well.
那个时候是日正当中, 是最热的时候。
At that time it was high noon, it was the hottest time of the day.
通常的人不会在这个时候出来打水的。
Normally people would not come at this hour to fetch water.
主耶稣在井旁坐。 做什么呢?
And what was Jesus doing sitting by the well?
原来主耶稣在等这个撒玛利亚的妇人。
Jesus was waiting for the Samaritan woman.
她在中午她真的来拿打水。
And at high noon she came to fetch water.
因为她是个不道德的女人。
For she was an immoral woman.
所以她不敢在傍晚的时候跟其他的妇女一起打水。
She did not dare to come together with the women folk to fetch water.
她知道她自己的行为的。
She knew her own bad conduct.
所以她只好在日正当中没有人打水的时候她在这个时候来打水。
And she came at this noon time where nobody would normally come to fetch water.
可是他没有想到,
but little did she realize,
竟然有一个人在井旁等着他,
that there was a person waiting for her by the well,
向他传福音,
and he preached the gospel to her,
指示他得救的道路,
and gave her instructions of the way to salvation.
你在良心自责, 你在后悔, 是没有用的。
When you are pricked by your conscience, when you are regretful, it is still insufficient.
你应该要认罪, 要悔改。
What is important is to repent and to confess your sins.
来到救主的面前,
and to come before the Savior.
但是他不知道救主是谁啊?
But she did not know who the Savior was.
他只是听说弥赛亚会来救我们。
She merely heard that there would be a Messiah to come to save her.
可是现在弥赛亚在跟他讲话了。
But now the Messiah was speaking to her.
我们从这里看得出,
from here we can see,
我们的主耶稣, 我们的神是多么的怜悯和慈爱。
How great and how merciful our Lord Jesus is.
不管是一个富足的财主,
no matter it is, whether it is towards a wealthy man,
好像撒该,
just like Zacchaeus,
或者好像一个犯罪的女人, 好像撒玛利亚妇人,
or towards a woman who was immoral, just like this Samaritan woman.
神不是看人外表的尊贵和财富。
God does not look at your appearance, whether you are noble or wealthy.
神所看的是每一个灵魂都是这样的宝贵的。
God sees every soul as precious.
虽然是污秽了，但是他的宝血可以洁净他们。
Even though these souls have been defiled, but His precious blood will still save us.
所以想到主耶稣的爱,
when we think of the love of
保罗,
the Lord Jesus,
很受感动。
Paul was very moved.
他说我就是一个罪的。
He said that I'm a sinner.
我虽然享受一切,
even though I enjoyed a lot of things,
但是我自己知道,
but I myself understand,
我所犯的罪,
I know my own sin.
当我死的时候,
and when I die,
我真的能够站在神的面前吗?
Am I able to stand before God?
但是现在靠着耶稣基督的拯救,
but now through the deliverance of the Lord Jesus,
我竟然就得到赦免了,
I'm able to receive forgiveness.
所以他说我是一个罪魁,
and he said I'm the chief of sinners.
但是主耶稣还是一样为我而死,
but Jesus Christ still died for me.
保罗明白了,
Paul understood.
所以他决心受洗,
and he was resolved to be baptized.
因为除了耶稣基督, 别无拯救了,
for apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, there is none who can save.
那我们已经信主的人,
and we who have become believers,
那我们认识这种的爱吗?
Do we really understand this love?
主耶稣不但为我们的罪而死,
Jesus Christ not only died for our sins,
他还把一切的产业归还给我们,
and he has given us and restored us our property.
就好像大卫把产业归还给米非波设一样,
just like David restoring the property to Mephibosheth.
什么产业呢?
And what inheritance is that?
我们看保罗怎么说,
let us look at what Paul says.
以弗所书第一章,
Ephesians chapter 1,
第八节,
verse 8,
第七跟第八节,
verses 7 and 8. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence.
我们的过犯, 借着耶稣基督的血, 已经得到救赎,
we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins.
这是按照主给我们丰富的恩典,
and it was according to the riches of his grace.
11节,
verse 11,
不只是这样,
and not only so,
我们也在他里面得了基业,
we have also obtained an inheritance.
这原是那位随己意行做万事的照他
being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will.
这个基业是什么呢?
And what is this inheritance?
就是本来属于我们但却失去了的永生失去了的天国。
It was this eternal life, the kingdom of God, which originally belonged to us, but we have lost them.
所以他说主耶稣不但赦免我们的罪,
and Lord Jesus not only forgive us of our sins,
还把我们失去的乐园归还给我们,
he has also restored to us the lost Garden of Eden.
让我们可以重新得回这个基业,
so that we are able to regain the inheritance?
真的吗?
Is it true?
真的有天国吗?
Is there a kingdom of God?
我们将来真的可以得到永生吗?
In the future, are we able to enjoy eternal life?
保罗绝对相信。
Paul absolutely believed it.
他说为什么呢?
And why was that so?
因为主耶稣也把承受基业的凭据赐给我们。
Because the Lord has also given him or given us the inheritance, the guarantee to this inheritance.
所以他这样说,
and therefore he said,
请看13节跟14节,
verses 13 and 14.
他说如果你们听见真理的道, 就是能够叫你们得救的福音,
after you have believed in the word of salvation, which is able, which is the gospel of your salvation,
那么你就会领受所应许的圣灵为印记,
you will be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
如果你相信的福音,
and after you believe in the gospel,
你也是基督徒,
you are a Christian.
可是这个福音有没有叫你领受圣灵呢?
And does this gospel enable you to receive the Holy Spirit?
你没有得到主所应许的圣灵,
have you received the Holy Spirit of promise?
得圣灵会感动你讲出一种听不懂的语言, 叫做灵言的。
And when you have received the Holy Spirit, you will be moved to speak and a language which you do not understand, and this is the tongues.
这是主耶稣应许给每一个信他的人。
And this is given to every believer who believe in the Lord.
所以在使徒时代的使徒们, 他们都受圣灵说灵言。
During the time of the apostles received the Holy Spirit and they spoke in tongues.
一直到今天, 我们也是一样。
All the way until today, this is the same experience for us.
我们相信圣经所记载的, 我们祈求主, 主赐下圣灵给我们。
We believe in what is recorded in the Bible and we pray from the Lord, He will give it to us.
也许我还没有得到, 但是我听 旁边的人祷告,
perhaps I have not received the Holy Spirit, but when I hear the prayer of our believers beside me, I know that this is the presence of the Holy Spirit.
所以14节, 他这样讲,
verse 14, he says,
这圣灵是我们的基业的凭据,
who is the guarantee of our inheritance,
一直等到神之名背书,
until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory.
耶稣基督真的把我们所失去的产业归还给我们的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ truly restored to us our lost inheritance.
不只有真理的说明, 还有圣灵的见证。
And not only does it, is it testified by the word of truth, it has the guarantee of the Holy Spirit.
因此我们要看重这个基业,
therefore we must esteem highly this inheritance.
但是很可惜的,
but very pitifully,
好多基督徒却不明白,
there are many Christians who do not understand,
却不看重这个基业,
they do not esteem highly this inheritance.
所以保罗为他们祷告,
therefore Paul prayed for them.
他这样祷告说,
and he prayed in this manner,
17节跟18节,
verses 17 and 18,
请念,
then the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
他祈求两件事情,
he prayed for two matters.
第一件事情祈求神给我们智慧,
firstly, he prayed that the Lord will give us wisdom.
当我们能够明白, 能够领悟, 原来耶稣基督就是我们的神，我们的救主。
So that we will be able to understand that the Lord Jesus is our Savior and Lord.
让我们真正的相信他和依靠他。
So that we will be able to truly trust in Him and rely on Him.
另外一件事情,
and the next matter is,
就是求神的灵照亮我们心中的眼睛。
He prayed that the Spirit of the Lord will enlighten the eyes of our hearts.
如果 黑暗你看不清楚的,
when there's darkness, you cannot see clearly.
可是神的灵照亮的时候, 我们就看得清楚了。
But when we are given this enlightenment by God, we will be able to see.
要看清楚什么呢?
And what is there for us to see?
就是看清楚我们将来要得的基业是何等的荣耀。
It is to see clearly how glorious the inheritance will be that we will receive.
比这个世界 更美丽, 更宝贵,
it is even more beautiful and precious than this world.
但是我们所看的不是天上的基业, 而是这个世界。
But what normally our eyes see is not the heavenly inheritance, but only the things of the world.
我们甚至付出一切, 就是为了要得到世界。
And we are willing to give up everything for the sake of gaining the world.
但是值得我们这样的付出吗?
And is it worthy, is the world worthy of us giving all our all?
你没有停下来思想一下?
Have you paused and ponder?
我日日夜夜的忙碌到底是为了什么?
For what purpose do I toil and labor every day?
只是为了钱, 为了名利?
Is it just for the sake of money, for the sake of fame?
或者是为了享受环游世界?
Or perhaps to enjoy and to tour the world?
然后我们死了就认为这样就甘心的吗?
And when we die, are we satisfied with what we have achieved?
有一本书叫做《天地一沙鸥》,
there's a book entitled The Seagull in the Sky.
里面写到有很多的海鸥啊,
There are many seagulls in the book.
他们就是在码头那一边忙碌的在那边争夺那一些小鱼啦，那一些食物啦。
And these seagulls busy themselves at the harbor looking for little fish.
或者是追逐那些渔船。
And perhaps they were seeking after the trawlers.
只要你跟坐在那个渔船那边，你就有很丰富的食物的。
If they pursue after the trawlers, they will be able to receive abundant food.
可是有一只海鸥叫做约拿丹。
But there was a seagull by the name of Jonathan.
当他吃够了，他就离开这个岸，他就在天空练习飞翔了。
When he had sufficient food, he would depart from the harbor and will be flying in the sky.
其他的海鸥认为，你正在空中练习飞翔做什么呢？
And the other seagulls were wondering why he was flying in the sky.
神给我们翅膀可以飞翔，不是叫我们寻找食物吗？
God has given us wings to fly. Is it not for us to seek after food?
但是对约拿单来说，
But to Jonathan,
他说神是给我们翅膀飞翔，就真的只是为了寻找食物吗？
Does God give us wings just because to enable us to fly to look for food?
还是食物只是要帮助我们，让我们可以有力量，可以更加的飞翔？
Or is it the food that enables us to have the strength so that we are able to fly?
飞翔的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of flying?
是不是要寻找另外一个新天新地？
Is it to find a new world?
在这个大海的那一边是怎么样的世界呢？
And what is the world opposite this ocean?
是不是有一个永生？
Is there an eternal
life? 让我们不会衰老，不会死亡，没有病痛的呢？
So that we will not age, we will not perish, and we will not have sicknesses.
可是要飞到另一边，你必须要有力的翅膀。
But to fly to the other end, you must have strength in your wings.
你要飞得高，飞得远，飞得快。
You must be able to fly high, you must be able to fly fast and...
所以他不断地练习飞翔。
And therefore he was practicing his flight.
飞翔不是为了迷失，飞翔是为了寻找永生。
Flying is not just to look for food, flying is to seek eternal life.
所以他飞得越高，他看得越远。
And because he was able to fly higher, he was able to see further.
作者告诉我们。
And the author tells us.
我们人类虽然没有翅膀可以飞。
For us human beings, even though we do not have wings to fly.
但是神却给了我们一个宝贵的心灵。
But God has given us this precious soul.
这个心灵里面有一个感觉。
And this soul enables us to have this understanding.
给我们一个明白知道有一个永生的存在。
To understand that there's this eternal life.
有一位神的存在。
There's the existence of God.
我们需要去寻找神。
And we must seek and find this God.
寻找永生。
And to seek for eternal life.
我们的心灵可以超越一切物质的。
Our soul will enable us to transcend above all these.
心灵实在是个很奇妙的东西。
And it is something that is very amazing.
它可以大到你可以遨游宇宙，把宇宙包括在你的小小心灵里面。
So our soul enables us to travel the whole universe and to have the whole universe in our heart.
但是心灵也可以封闭，很窄小，你一根针都吃不进去。
But our hearts can be so narrow, can be so close that not even a small needle can penetrate.
有一些人的心灵封闭得这么紧啊，连光都不能够进去，所以它里面是一片黑暗的。
There are some with such closed hearts that not even a ray of light can pass through. And therefore, within them, it is full of darkness.
因此，他只是盲目地寻求一切。
They are merely seeking for the things in the world.
他飞不高，他看不远，他更不知道有永生。
They are not able to fly high. They can't see far, and they do not know that there is eternal life.
这就是保罗的祷告。
And this is the prayer of Paul.
求神给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Pray that the Lord will give us the spirit of understanding and revelation.
打开我们心中的眼睛。
So that the eyes of our understanding may be opened.
让我们的心灵不再封闭起来。
That our hearts will not be closed.
让我们能够打开。
That it will be open,
让我们能够看得见将来在天上的基业。
So that we are able to see the inheritance of the future.
你看世界上的一切。
Look at all the things in the world.
你自己说。
Ask yourself,
有哪一样是永恒的呢？
Which of these things is eternal?
有哪一样你死了以后你可以带去的呢？
Which of these things can be brought with you when you die?
不要说这些金银珠宝。
Not to mention the jewels and the gold.
连你的爱情。你都不能够带去。
You cannot even bring your love along with you.
死一切就结束了。
And death ends everything.
还有什么是值得的呢？
And what is worthy for you to pursue after?
我们再看台湾这一次的大地震。
Look at the major earthquake in Taiwan.
土耳其的大地震。
And the earthquake in Turkey.
还有不知道什么时候再来的地震。
And we do not know when the next earthquake will strike.
人夸耀他的财富和他的权势和他的科技。
When man boasts of his advancement in science, his wealth.And his knowledge.
可是地震又地震的时候
，But when you have earthquake after earthquake,
一切都已经倒塌
，Everything will collapse.
地震把一切都震掉了。
Earthquake will shake away everything you have.
只不知道地震能不能够震开我们的心灵。
But we do not know whether the earthquake will shake you up so that you come to this understanding.
当我们在这个时候能够醒悟起来。
So that you are able to, be awakened.
我们不要再追求这一切会被震动的物质的世界。
Do not seek after this physical world that can be shaken by earthquake.
我们应该要追求神所要赐给我们永远不被改变、不被震动的国啊。
We should seek after the inheritance that God has prepared for us, and this kingdom of God cannot be shaken.
请看希伯来书的十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12,
二十七跟二十八节。
Verses 27 and 28. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 27 and 28. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
这世界上的地震真的是让我们心惊胆跳。
The earthquakes of the world will cause us to be fearful and cause us to be in trembling.
不知道用什么词句来形容。
We do not know what.Appropriate phrases to use.
但这只不过是一个某个国家、某个地区、某种程度的地震而已。
But this is just an earthquake pertaining to a particular region of a certain magnitude.
但是圣经提醒我们。
But the Bible reminds us. The heavens will also be shaken.
你可以想想看，那时候的震动是多么样的可怕。
Imagine how frightening that kind of earthquake will be.
那就是世界的末日，那就是耶稣基督的再来了。
And that will be the last day of the world, and that will be the coming of our Lord Jesus.
在那个时候你才来后悔。
At that time, if you regret.
在那个时候你才要受洗。
At that time when you want to be baptized.
在那个时候你才要来灵修悔改。
At that time when you want to nurture yourself spiritually and repent.
或者在那个时候你才要来奉献，才要来工作。
Or at that time you wanted to offer and you want to serve God.
或者在那个时候你才紧张，我还没有相信福音，我还没有传福音给我所爱。
At that time, you are worried that you have not preached the gospel to your loved ones.
通通都已经太迟了。
But it is already too late.
只有趁着这个日子还没有来到的时候。
But when we have not come to that time,
你就应该要把握机会。
You must seize your opportunity.
如果你不明白福音，当然你不用受洗。
If you do not understand the gospel, of course you need not be baptized.
你不相信糊里糊涂洗什么呢？
If you do not believe, there's no point going through baptism which you do not understand.
到河里去静一静好玩吗？还不如在家里冲凉或者是桑拿不是更好？
Is there fun for you to go to the sea and dip yourself? Why not just bathe yourself at home or go to the sauna?
可是如果你明白了。
But when you understand,
那么你还犹豫什么，还等什么呢？
Why are you still waiting for?
你应该把握机会，下定决心，我要相信耶稣。
You must seize the opportunity to say that you want to believe in the Lord Jesus.
那我们信主的人呢？
And for us who believe in the Lord,
作者这样勉励我们。
The author encourages us.
我们既然已经得到这个不能够被震动的国，
Now that we have received this kingdom which cannot be shaken,
我们就应当感恩。
We must give thanks.
不必再埋怨。
We should not be murmuring.
我们常常埋怨这个埋怨那个。
Very often we murmur over this, we grumble over that.
那你就想想看，在台湾中那一些受苦难的人民。
But think of those natives in Taiwan who are in suffering now.
也包括我们真耶稣教的信徒。
And that includes our True Jesus Church members.
那又怎么样呢？
And what is that compared to them?
比起来，你是不是应该感恩呢？
When you compare yourself with them, are you not going to give thanks to God?
我们真的应该感恩呢。
We should give thanks to God.
因此在平安的时候，
when we have peace,
要懂得来感恩，来敬拜真神。
We should know how to come to God with thanksgiving and worship Him.
用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉我们的神。
We should serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
要懂得珍惜这个平安的日子。
We should cherish these times of peace.
这个日子要赶快灵修，赶快悔改，赶快服侍神。
And in this time of peace, we should nurture ourselves spiritually, we should repent, and we should serve God.
你是不是这样的了解跟这样的决定呢？
Do we have this kind of understanding and this kind of resolution?
不只是这样。
Not only so.
米非波设所感激的。
Mephibosheth was also grateful.
是王对他的恩情。
Towards the grace and the kindness of the king.
把他当作是儿子一样。
Treating him as one of his sons.
我们的神还不是这样吗？
Isn't our God the same?
不但为我们的罪而死，
Not only did he die for our sins,
赐给我们天国的福气，
He has given us the blessings of the heavenly kingdom.
最宝贵的，
And what is more precious,
重新承认我们是神的儿子，
He acknowledges us as his children.
请看约翰一书第三章，
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章
First John chapter 3
第一节
Verse 1 First John chapter 3 verse 1 Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him.
第二节
Verse 2 Beloved, now we are children of God and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
第三节
Verse 3 And everyone who has this hope on him purifies himself just as he is pure.
约翰非常感激主的恩典和慈爱
John appreciated the love of the Lord for him.
不知道你们同意吗
I do not know whether you agree with this.
但是他就是这样提醒我们
But this is how he reminds us.
他说你看
Behold,
天父赐给我们的是何等的慈爱
What manner of love the Father has bestowed on us
是不是他突然间赐给我一大笔的横财
Did he suddenly give you a great fortune
或者他医治我的绝症
Or did he suddenly cure you of your cancer
让我不用死亡
So that you are freed from death
这就是神的恩典
Is that the great love of God
约翰不是讲这一切
John was not talking about all these
因为你病好了还是会死的
For even though your sickness has recovered, one day you will still die.
你再多的财富，你也是一样要离开这个世间。
No matter how great your fortune and wealth is, one day you will still depart from the world.
这贫穷也好，痛苦也好。
Whether you are poor or in suffering.
或者是富贵，或者是平安。
Or perhaps you are wealthy and enjoying peace.
转眼都过去的。
But all these will pass in the twinkling of an eye.
最重要就是死了以后。
But what is most important is after you die.
所以约翰长老说。
And Elder John says,
神称我们为神的儿子。
God regards us as his children.
我们也真的是他的儿女。
And we are indeed his children.
圣灵叫做什么灵呢？
And what is the Holy Spirit called?
我们说圣灵就叫圣灵了。
We say that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Holiness.
当然没有错。
Of course, this is not wrong.
但是圣灵是被称为神儿子的灵。
But the Holy Spirit is also known as the Spirit of his sons.
这个圣灵不只是进天国的凭据
And this Holy Spirit is not just a guarantee to the inheritance
而是肯定我们是神儿子的名分
But it is a guarantee that we have gained the status as the Son of God
我们可以称神为阿爸父
So that we are able to call God Abba Father
因为我们所得到的灵就是神儿子的灵
For the Spirit that we have received is the Spirit of His Son
你知道吗
Do you know this?
这个灵比医病赶鬼的灵更加的宝贵
And this Spirit is more...Even more important and precious than the spirit that gives you power to heal and perform miracles.
医病赶鬼的确是要神的灵的权柄。
Of course, to have the power to perform healings and casting out demons, you need the authority from God.
但那是神的旨意。
But that is done according to the will of God.
只不过借你来行这个事情，完成这个工作。
And this task, this work is just performed through you.
然后不能够再做什么了的。
But after that, it is redundant.
所以当门徒奉主耶稣的名医病赶鬼的时候，很高兴啊。
And when the disciples were able to perform healings and cast out demons in the name of the Lord Jesus,
但主耶稣说不要因为这些来高兴。
They were very happy, but the Lord told them not to be joyful.Over this.
要因为你们的名字记录在天上。
But be joyful because your name has been recorded in heaven.
你们被登记成为神的儿女。
That you have been registered in heaven as children of God.
圣灵就是这个证据。
And the Holy Spirit is this evidence.
印上印说你是我的儿子。
It has given you the seal to confirm that you are the son of God.
所以我们每个信主的人。
For all believers of the Lord.
我们应该祈求圣灵。
We must pray for the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在星期二祷告会很少看到。不是很多信徒来参加祷告会。
On Tuesdays when we have prayer for the Holy Spirit, we notice that not many believers come.
我真的是盼望，因为你们大家都得到圣灵了，所以你们很放心。
I think that you have all received the Holy Spirit and therefore you are all very assured.
但是我相信有很多老人家大概晚上不方便。
And I understand that there are some older believers who find it inconvenient to come at night.
但是不管怎样。
But no matter what,
你总要看重这件事情。
You must still esteem this matter highly.
这件事情没有其他的东西可以代替你的。
And this matter is not, cannot be replaced by other matters.
耶稣爱你，但是耶稣也不能够代替你求圣灵的。
The Lord Jesus loves you, but the Lord Jesus cannot pray for the Holy Spirit on your behalf.
这件事情要你自己向主求的。
And this matter is for you to pray to God yourself.
这不关系到教会，这不关系到任何人，这是关系到你自己灵魂的得救。
Concern the church, it doesn't concern other people, but it concerns your own personal salvation.
除非你不相信。
Unless you do not believe.
但是如果你相信的话。
But if you believe.
你真的从水和圣灵重生吗？
And are you reborn in the water and in the spirit?
要不然你怎么将来进天国呢？
Otherwise, how are you going to go to the kingdom of heaven?
我们真的是神的儿女。
Today we are truly children of God.
神赐给我们这个圣灵。
God has given us His Holy Spirit.
这是多么的宝贵。
How precious is this?
既然是这样。
And since this is
他说，我们就应当爱惜我们自己。
We should all the more cherish ourselves.
第三节。
Verse 3.
凡向他有这个指望的，就应当洁净自己。
And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself.
所以在信仰生活里面。
In our life of faith.
我们有许多的软弱。
There are many, we have many weaknesses.
我们需要主的赦免。
We need the forgiveness of the Lord.
因此耶稣吩咐我们要设立圣餐。
And the Lord commanded that we should establish the Holy Communion.
就是要提醒我们。
It is a reminder to us.
重新思想主耶稣的恩典。
To always ponder and remind ourselves of the grace of the Lord.
他来这个世上为我们而死。
He has come to this world to die for us.
赐给我们这个恩典。
He has given us this grace.
那我们应该懂得来珍惜。
All the more we should learn how to cherish this.
所以领受圣餐的时候。
When we partake the Holy Communion.
领起这个葡萄汁。
When we hold on to this cup of
grape juice. 这就是主耶稣为我们而流的宝血。
This is the precious blood that has been shed for us by the Lord.
是为了赦免我们的罪。
It is for the purpose of forgiving us of our
sins. 让我们可以重新得回神儿子的名分。
So that we are able to regain the status as the
Son of God. 将来可以承受基业。
And we are able to receive the heavenly inheritance.
因此我们要立志。
We must be resolved.
我们不要再犯罪。
We must resolve not to commit sin.
不要再对不起主耶稣的恩典。
Not to let down the grace of the Lord.
如果我们犯了罪。
If we commit sin.
我们该祈求主的赦免。
We should pray for forgiveness.
然后领受主的血，主的肉。
And to receive the body and the blood of the Lord.
我们当时也讲过。
And we have said this before.
圣餐也是个提醒。
The Holy Communion is a reminder.
主耶稣说。
The Lord Jesus
said. 我不跟你们一起喝了。
I will not partake it with you.
只等到那一天
，until that day，
我再跟你们喝过新的一日子。
When I will partake it new with you，
那就是他再来的时候。
And that will be the time of His coming.
所以我们领受圣餐。
When we partake the Holy Communion，
想起有一天基督要再来。
We will know that one day the Lord will come again.
主再来的时候。
And when the Lord comes again，
我们能够一起跟主耶稣同在呢，同住呢
？Are we able to be with the Lord to be at the table with Him？
那就看我们是不是忠心的。
And that depends on whether we are faithful.
我们是不是已经预备好了的
？Whether we have prepared ourselves adequately.
我们已经穿上洁白的细麻衣吗
？Whether we have robed ourselves with fine linen.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
We pray that the Lord Jesus will help us.
保守我们每个人永远都在基督的爱里面。
To preserve us that all the days of our life we will remain in the love of God.